Alan. Good morning to you as well.
How are things going as we get set for another History Center happening day?
We have been quite busy since the first of the year, and obviously that's very pleasing to us. We have activities all the time and people coming in all the time, so it's been very, very good here at the History Center.
Well, let's talk about pop-up museums this morning, Greg.
One of our favorite events each year the last several years has been working with the third grade classes at Village Elementary School. We do an Emporia pop-up museum. So Lisa goes out to the school and talks to them about history and exhibiting and that sort of thing. Then the kids come by for a visit. We show them how we create an exhibit. And then they pick a person, place, or thing. And then they create a pop-up exhibit here at the History Center, and friends and family come in and check that out. Very, very popular. This year is going to be on Leap Day on February 29th from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. This is an event open to the public, but the kids do a great job and really enjoy doing it. So that is, again, one of our favorite events of the year.
What are some of the different things that, kind of wind up getting displayed with these pop-up exhibits?
So, of course, all the kids want to do the mummy's foot because that's just cool to them, although we don't let the mummy's foot be part of this. They do all manner of things, whether it's military or sports or people, famous people, William Allen White or that sort of thing. So it's all over the place, and again, it's up to the kids' discretion to do person, place, or thing that they want, and these kids are so great, and it's such a fun event. So please come out on February 29th.
All right, Leap Day.
Leap Day.
Can be a good target date for,
very
for
true.
A pop-up event like that. Let's talk quilts, Greg.
So our quilting exhibit remains up. It'll be up through the 23rd of this month. It is Crazy Quilt Love. And so we have nine crazy quilts up from the area up on display, and really interesting. Of course, people are certainly familiar with the style, the crazy quilt. Most quilters have made at least one of those, but some of our quilts are quite interesting in that one is a celebration of Civil War veterans from the area. So there are 650 Civil War veterans up on stitched into the crazy quilt. And then we have another quilt that was from a church. And so interesting designs, interesting stuff. Crazy quilts were primarily just pieces and parts of fabric that the quilter had. Throw it together in a non-pattern, a random pattern, if you will. Although I've always questioned that. If it's random, how can it be a pattern?
Good. The other thing, too, Greg, is it seems like just, with quilts, pardon the pun, so interwoven in American history, this is kind of a natural. And you've had a lot of quilting exhibits, really, at the History Center in recent past.
Actually, we have. Everybody probably has a quilt of some sort, or they had a relative that was a quilter. In my case, it was my grandmother.
My mom.
It's always an event that attracts a good crowd. And so we will continue to do quilts. We have over 60 quilts in our collection, so it's something we have a lot of. And again, it's everybody, it's a utilitarian thing. It obviously keeps you warm, but it's also an art thing where people could use their own imagination and skill to create something. So it's a really good event.
It really is. And well, let's talk about a Kansas-themed art show in the Preston Gallery at the History Center, Greg.
So the Ad Astra Art Show, this is our second year for that. This is Kansas-themed art. And the Preston Gallery on our second floor, our fabulous temporary exhibit area, is filled with art from local artisans. We have all manner of things, whether it's stained glass or we have the maquettes. That is the workups for the Stonehenge out at the fairgrounds. So we have all manner of things. And that also will be up through Leap Day, February 29th. And so there are things from local artists and things from our collection. It's a really good display of local art and artisans, so come on by and check that out before it's over.
Okay, and one other thing that comes up here too, Greg, and it's off topic, but it's something that we've always talked about. It's memberships, and specifically now with the annual meeting, which, believe it or not, looks like it's about 6 weeks out.
The annual meeting is, in fact, coming up, and to be able to vote in the annual meeting, you have to be a member of the Lyon County Historical Society. So if you would like to be a participant in this event, please check with us. Come by at 7-Eleven Commercial or call us at 340-6310. Individual memberships are at $30. Family memberships are at $50, and then we go up from there for businesses and whatnot. But it's a really an interesting way to help preserve local history by becoming a member of the Historical Society. And in that vein, on March 23rd at 1 o'clock, that's a Saturday, by the way, we will be having our 86th annual meeting of the Lyon County Historical Society. And it should be an interesting event. We have a social gathering, a short business meeting. We wrap up 2023, and then we are going to be entertained by Annie Wilson and the Tallgrass Express String Band. So it should be a really fun event, an entertaining event. The Saturday afternoon, you should come by and check that out.
Yes, indeed. Great entertainment. Annie Wilson. Boy, if you haven't heard, a lot of people have, obviously, around here. It's a great local Flint Hills talent with Annie and the Tallgrass Express String Band. That's the top-notch stuff right there. So the annual meeting, 86 years, huh?
86 years. And just to put it in perspective, one of our first board members was William Allen White.
Well, there you way to put a stamp on this, Greg.
There you have it. That's a story right there.
He just wrapped it in a big old Valentine's bow for us.
Oh, speaking of which, happy Valentine's Day to all you out there. And enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day.
Greg, thanks.
Sounds
appreciate
like a plan.
It.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both.
All right. Yeah, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Bi-weekly update right here at KVOE Live. And a local, it is 8:52.
The road to state begins this week for the Emporia High Boys Wrestling Team. Join KVOE as we follow them on their journey to Wichita for the state championships. This Friday and Saturday, the boys are at Arc City High School for the regional tournament. We'll be providing updates of all the matches. Postseason coverage of Emporia High Wrestling on KVOE is brought to you by
First Choice Plumbing, Dr. Todd Detweiler, Family Physician, Hostess Brands, Moon Title and Escrow, OCL Garzup of John North Ford, Plumbing by Spellman, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Medrano, the Credit Union of Emporia, USD 253 Emporia Public Schools, and Walburn's Roofing.
Follow the Spartans all the way to state on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local.
This week, text the word FISH to the KVOE Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line 620-342-5863. Your chance to win a Fish Monkey cut-resistant gripper fillet glove from Bluestem. Winner announced after 4 p.m. on Friday. KVOE, live and local, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Time for the sports headlines. And with that, here's Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Ron. Area high school basketball wrapping up our coverage for the regular season yesterday and our final area game of the week. A sweep on the road for Chase County as they beat Madison twice. Lady Bulldogs overcame a slow offensive start to beat Madison 50-33. 21 points for Madeline Wilson to pace Chase County. Jalen Weekly led Madison with 14 points. Chase County powering past Madison in the boys' game thanks to their man-to-man defense. 46-25, Chase County led by Tag Rowe with 14 points. Other scores from around the area, Olpie with two wins over Northern Heights. Boys winning 68-23, 64-22 for the girls. Burlingame game with a pair of wins over Mission Valley, with the Bearcats winning 51-44, the girls with a 45-33 win. Rural Vista boys doubled up Hartford 60-30, Hartford 48-37 for the Rural Vista girls. Linden with a sweep over Waverly 71-35 for the boys and 41-34 for the girls. Emporia High with a split on the road last night as the Emporia High Lady Spartans rallying for their 14th consecutive win, beating Manhattan yesterday thanks to a game-winning free throw with less than 10 seconds to go by Lexi DeWitt. For the 44-43 victory, Emporia High 16-1 on the season, 8-0 in the Centennial League. Emporia High boys falling, Manhattan Indians leading wire-to-wire 47-36. Manhattan led 9-6 at the end of the first quarter. Emporia High got within one early in the second, but that's the closest they got the rest of the game. Cooper Rec led Emporia High with 11 points. Emporia High now 11-6 on the season. And the game time for Kansas State Senior Day contest with number 10 Iowa State on Saturday, March 9th at Bramlage Coliseum. That's been moved to 1 p.m. Instead of 1:30, it'll air on ESPN2, originally scared for an ESPNU television. The game has already sold out. And Shaq, going to have his number retired. First ever Magic player to have his jersey number retired. That's your Live at Local Sports from the KVOE Sports Desk. I'm Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Blake. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:56.
Hey folks, Mark Culver with Clinton Boyer Autoplex. It's already February. We are starting our trade-in, trade-up sales event and are offering up to $3,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your 2016 or newer vehicle with under 80,000 miles. We are also continuing our $2,024 discount on all in-stock units, both new and used. Great selection, great savings, and our customer service is top-notch. Come see us today and shop Emporia first at 2815 West Highway 50. Clinton Boyer Autoplex, where we care.
Your sparkling personality got you into this mess. Let our sparkling jewelry get you out. Carrie's Diamonds.
KVOE Live and Local. Love to hear from Carrie. Valentine's Day. Hey, ties right in, right? It is 8:57. Time now for our healthy living segment.
The benefits of red foods on Valentine's Day. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. We're often advised to eat the colors of the rainbow. That's because each color contains different nutrients. Since it's Valentine's Day and February is Heart Health Month, here are some fun facts about those red-hued foods. Red fruits and vegetables are packed with a variety of powerful antioxidants, an excellent source of vitamin A. Peppers of the red variety, both sweet and spicy, add a healthy punch to our diets. Vitamin A helps with healthy skin, hair, and bones. Cranberries aren't just packed with vitamin C. They contain a ton of cancer-fighting flavonoids. Pomegranate contains polyphenols, antioxidants that help prevent cancer and heart disease. Cherries contain high amounts of antioxidants, including vitamin A and C. Tomatoes are an excellent source of vitamins, but also potassium, B6, folate, thiamine, and lycopene. One serving of strawberries will